John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Amen. Thank you, Cameron. Can we give a round of applause? Great. So boys and girls, we've had a wonderful week this week together, haven't we? And we've heard a little bit already from Captain Von Spandex and the drama about some of the lessons we've been learning. Can you remember what we learned on the first day about being transformed by the renewing of our minds, yeah? Committing to being holy and being the good guys. On the second day, we learned that we all have different gifts. And we have to work together and discover the superpowers that God has given us. Because on the third day, we learned that we get to conquer evil by doing what? Good. And we get to play our part in saving the world that God has created as we join him on his mission, his rescue mission for humanity. But as we've just read in John 3:16-17, so wonderfully by Cameron, it's perhaps some of the most famous verses in the whole Bible. We read that God's ultimate plan to save the world, it includes you and me, but it begins and it ends with one superhero, and his name is Jesus. Yeah, and here at St. Mary's, as a church, as a family, we believe and we love, and we believe there's nothing more important in this world than knowing that we are known and we are loved by God, and we get to know and to love him back and to love other people as we love ourselves, as we seek to follow this Jesus in our daily lives. And that's why we put on this holiday club for you all. And why lots of people have taken time off work, they've given up some of their summer holidays. Yes, because we like playing silly games and we like gunging people, maybe a bit too much. But actually, because we want you to know that God is real, that he loves you and he has a plan for you and it is good. And so we wanted to give you the opportunity this week to learn about this God, who this Jesus is, the saviour of the world, who left the splendour of heaven, who walked this earth, who lived the kind of life that you and I could never live. Totally perfect. He never did anything wrong. He never told any fibs or was unkind to anybody. He lived the perfect life that you and I could never live. And then he died the death that we deserve to die. For all the mess, for all the pain, for all the wrong things that we do, for the ways that we hurt each other and hurt God, he took it all upon himself on that cross. And then 3 days later, he rose again. It was the greatest superhero story ever told. And he conquered evil. He defeated death and darkness, the devil himself. And he restored the way back to the Father so that you and I can have a relationship with him. We can have restored relationships with each other. And we can join him in his rescue plan to save the world. It's the greatest superhero story ever told. It's a story of hope, a story of healing, a story of restoration. This is the God that we worship. He's the light of the world, and he lives in you and me. And our charge as his children is to bring that same hope, that same healing, that joy, that peace that we've received from him to our beautiful but often quite hurting, broken world out there. But with all things, we can't give away what we haven't first received. So I wonder now if actually maybe you've been hearing some things about this God this week at Holiday Club, and maybe you'd like to know and love him better. Maybe you'd like to invite him into your own heart so that he can come and live in you and help you to join him and his plan to save the world. If that is you and you've decided that you'd like to follow Jesus, we would love it if you'd speak to one of your colour-coded leaders who are all in these brightly coloured T-shirts. Or if you're a mum and dad just passing through, you'd like to learn more about this Jesus. We'd love to chat to you at the end and talk to you about how this God has changed our own hearts and lives and the difference he could make in yours. And so if you want to close your eyes, let's say a prayer to this God. Yeah, Father God, we thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son Jesus, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. We thank you that you are good, that you are true, and that you are faithful. And we ask that you would come right now by your Holy Spirit. God, would you reveal yourself to us in a way that we can understand? We're sorry for when we turn away from you, for when we choose to go our own way and we cause pain to you and to other people. Thank you for loving us, even when we're naughty, and for calling us to be part of your family and join you on this rescue mission to save the world by using the different gifts you have given us to bring your hope and your joy and your peace to the world you love so much. And all God's children said, Amen. Wonderful. Thank you for listening so well.